How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tons of stuff to talk about here today. John Cena out of WrestleMania. Down with a shoulder injury. He's getting surgery today. We're going to talk about that on the program today. It's thrown some WrestleMania plans into disarray. This was the first year in a long time that last spring, Vince McMahon had what he thought were the top six matches for WrestleMania already set in stone. Rarely a year out does he have all six WrestleMania. In fact, maybe never. Maybe there had never been a time before where Vince had six matches plotted out for this, what will be the biggest WrestleMania of all time. They'll announce 100,000 people there, probably 90,000 in the building. Planned, was all ready to go, and then one after another, the dominoes fell, leading to yesterday. John Cena announces on Twitter he is out, what is believed to be either a torn labrum or a torn rotator cuff. Talk about that on the show here today. More on the New Japan 4. We've been talking about this yesterday, a couple of days ago, actually. WWE.com actually had a story about the rumors of all the guys heading to WWE. Now Tokyo Sports announcing that Shinsuke Nakamura, on his way to WWE. I know that WWE.com has been putting up old videos of AJ Styles back when he did a couple of jobs for WWE. They're coming in. Maybe the contracts haven't been signed yet, but looks like they're all on their way in. We will talk about that. Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us at about 12:25 to talk the newest issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I watched Breaking Ground. Lots of stuff, taking your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. So stick around. After the break, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you heard yesterday's show, at the end, I said to stick around on my Twitter for a special surprise after the show went off the air. And if you go to my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez, there it is again. Have you subscribed to our new YouTube channel? With an exclamation point, not a question mark, because it's not a question, it's a command. Go up right now, click on that link, and subscribe. We have a lot of great videos up there already. We're going to be putting up free shows up on the YouTube page for those of you that are not yet subscribers to the website. If you want to know what you're missing, there are free shows up there on the YouTube page. There's video. Probably not going to have full video shows up, at least anytime soon, but we're going to be putting up clips of the show every single week. Is the plan. So make sure you follow that. Check out some of the stuff that we've done. Spread the word to your friends. We had over 1,000 people sign up yesterday, looking for more here today. So head up there, the new YouTube channel. All sorts of great stuff up there. So check it out. You better have subscribed, Mike.
I did indeed. I cannot believe that you were able to get your friend Craig to put on pants long enough to actually do a video.
He's not
show.
Wearing pants.
Oh my God.
You weren't watching close enough.
I'll just continue to watch from afar then. But already a fine start to that. A couple of Wrestling Observer Lives up there. Some good stuff with you and your friends Craig and Vinny and the infamous Peach Machine and everybody else. So this could be some good stuff.
So look at the news here, then we'll go to the phones. If you want to give us a call, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, text messages to 425-780-7566. John Cena out of WrestleMania, it looks like, with shoulder surgery.
He's putting pants back on.
Yes, believed to be a torn labrum, maybe a torn rotator cuff, but it's shoulder surgery. That's all he said on his Twitter account.
So how long did they say he's going to be out for?
Well, they didn't say anything because John Cena is a freak.
I was going to say, if it's going to be 6 months, he'll be back, what, tomorrow?
Well, he should be. If he was a normal human being, he would not be back in time for WrestleMania. I am not ruling out the possibility that he will make a surprise appearance because it is John Cena. and he has come back remarkably quickly from surgeries that should have kept him out of action significantly longer than he was kept out of action. It's a pretty serious surgery if he tore his labrum or his rotator cuff. He should not be back in time for WrestleMania, but he's a remarkably quick healer, and so we'll find out. But that means that whatever the match was going to be for WrestleMania, and there were two matches that have been bandied about. I know everybody's talking about John Cena versus Undertaker, but John Cena versus Roman Reigns was also a proposed match. It would be John Cena versus Roman Reigns, with John Cena passing the torch to Roman Reigns in the main event of the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Whichever one they were going to go with, doesn't matter now, out. So now we got to come up with some new main events. That obviously is the big story of the day. And the other big story, which is not really a surprise because we've been talking about it for days, Tokyo Sports did do a story talking about how Shinsuke Nakamura was heading out of New Japan and heading to WWE. So we know that New Japan has written AJ Styles out of the storylines. There was a video, it's up right now at WWE.com. If you want to see AJ Styles in one of his rare WWE appearances well over a decade ago, they put that up. What a coincidence. They're already talking about AJ Styles and the Bullet Club and Nakamura heading likely to WWE. Of course, anything can happen. Maybe something will occur and New Japan will find some investor and offer $5 million for Nakamura to stay. But barring some sort of miracle of that nature, they're all heading to WWE, and we may see some of them sooner rather than later. Although if you're Finn Balor, that doesn't mean tonight at the NXT tapings. Don't be expecting that.
I was greatly amused on the New Japan, Tokyo Sports Twitter, where it, the translation on there from Bing was, to the east side, Shinsuke Nakamura, like he's George Jefferson moving on up. And you could see Shinsuke Nakamura doing a George Jefferson-type dance, walking into the Performance Center in Orlando. So, hey, perfect. You know, I don't know what the plan was ever going to be with Finn Balor, other than at some point he was going to be on the main roster. This, to me, is the best way to do it. And I don't know if you debut him. Actually, I would debut him alone first, and then, you know, at the first sign of peril, I would bring in his boys, and you can have this Balor Club, and I think that would make perfect sense. I don't know when you do it. I would assume, you know, around WrestleMania, whether it's slightly before or more likely slightly after. And either way, it'd be the best way to go. Hey, it could be the Royal Rumble. It doesn't really matter when it is, but it's going to be good to finally see him in the mix and up on the roster, because there's no reason for him not to be now. There's enough guys in NXT where you can continue to tour over and over and over again. You talked about AJ Styles match that's up there. You know, they can put that up there. I don't know if anybody remembers Ring of Honor when Xavier was their champion, and there's a Samoa Joe S.A. Rios match from Jacked, and they would use a couple of those guys. And it's funny to see what persistence will do and what longevity will do in wrestling, because nobody ever believed any of those guys will be there, but it's finally set in now that, you know, these guys are there, at least in the case of Samoa Joe and AJ Styles. God knows where Xavier is right now, but after all of those years, they're there. And it's a very interesting time, because with no John Cena, again, that's it's not good, because John Cena does bring a lot to the table. And he, whether you like him or you hate him, he gets a reaction. But it again forces their hand in trying to do something different. And when you have to see things with new eyes, it hopefully will help matters. They have not done a perfect job with it, but when you look at the League of Nations and things like that, but still, you got to take care of guys like Kevin Owens. You're going to have to take care of some other guys. So just this is 2016 has already started off to be, you know, it may not be awesome for New Japan, but it's pretty damn awesome as far as, you know, news and things happening and excitement and everything else. It's hard if you're a wrestling fan to not be excited.
To the studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian, it's Bryce. And I'm going to try not to swear or eat pizza today.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, you know, when John Cena tweeted this last night, I was like, everyone was freaking out about who he's facing or what. But what are they going to do with Taker now? Like, what are they going to go Taker Wyatt 2? Is Sting going to come back? I mean, they really only have one marquee match with Roman.
Let me your phone's a little wacky, but let me tell you what I thought. I had a dream last night.
Vision.
Wasn't an actual dream, but I thought, you know, they really did do a lot with Brock Lesnar ending the Undertaker streak. Because he had Paul Heyman there to make it a legendary moment, and Brock Lesnar's Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar made a lot of money afterwards, so it was a really, really big deal. Can you imagine if Undertaker was still undefeated? And he was going into WrestleMania in his home state of Texas, the biggest Mania of all time, still undefeated. And the man that he was going to face was the Demon Finn Balor. He had Undertaker and Finn Balor. And everybody thought, oh man, you know, it's going to be a fun match. Finn Balor's great. He ain't ending the streak. Undertaker's going to get his big happy win here in what may be his last WrestleMania of all time. And as the match wound to a close, out comes the Bullet Club, and they all destroy the Undertaker. Finn Balor ends the streak. He's the leader of the Bullet Club. They shoot the guys to the moon. Man, what could have been done? I don't think that's happening.
No, they didn't. I was one of those people that I would not have broken the streak. I would have never broken the streak, actually. That would have been, you know, his payback for all the years of being the Undertaker, both in front of the camera and behind the camera, but they did. I don't think they followed up on it very well, and you've lost that. So maybe now we get, instead of that, Undertaker and Braun Strowman.
That'll be the day. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Dave Meltzer here to talk some news. Brand new issue of The Observer should be up at any time. Was a little bit late this week because all of the news happened to break, I would bet, right as Dave was starting to wrap that thing up. Is that how it worked?
Kind of. It was just a tough week with a lot of different shows. And So I finished it last night as soon as we finished the radio. So I was determined to finish it on a Wednesday. So there you go.
That's right. So the WrestleMania card is going to have to be shuffled around. John Cena is out, and we just had somebody asking a question. If it was going to be Cena versus Undertaker or Cena versus Reigns or whatever it was going to be, now that Cena's out, who do you think is going to be facing the Undertaker?
No idea. I mean, you can look at, there's a limited number of top guys out there. I mean, you got Kevin Owens. I suppose The Rock is a possibility. I don't see Lesnar in that spot because of the, you know, it seems like they already blew that one off. I don't think it's going to be Reigns. So when you really look, there's it's thin. I mean, you can't even go with Bray Wyatt because they've already done that match. I mean, you could, but I'm just saying I don't think they would. So they're in a tough position for this WrestleMania. And again, I don't know for sure that Dwayne Johnson's wrestling on the show. I know he's going to be on the show. I guess Jericho, you know? I guess when you're in that situation, I suppose he's possible as well.
Can you imagine that we live in a time where one of the biggest, if not the biggest, WrestleManias of all time is upon us? It's in Texas, and we're sitting here, and we can't figure out an opponent for The Undertaker.
Well, it's the nature of a lot of, when you have a lot of injuries, things like that happen. I mean, everyone's running out of new matches right now. I mean, that's one of the problems with the fact that there's really no movement and cooperation between promotions, is that you have a fixed stable of guys, and eventually they all wrestle each other, and then you're running out of matches, and you just have to redo and redo and redo. You know, it was so much superior when there was free movement of talent, and you would have you know, there was an unlimited supply of fresh matches because there was an unlimited supply of talent that could come and go. So, I mean, that's hurt wrestling for sure.
Dave, with everything you said there, with the injuries that have happened, and again, with everybody who has already wrestled themselves, with the Balor Club, and I will assume that's what they'll probably be called, but Prince Devitt, or oh God, Balor. Finn Balor alongside Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles. The possibility of any of all those guys being in the mix before WrestleMania, is that something that you would do, or wait for their grand debut afterwards?
Right now, I would do it because you need it. So, yeah, I mean, I could see it waiting under other circumstances when you've kind of got Mania planned, and why debut people when you've got a card and you've already got your stuff settled and it's smart to debut stuff after. But now, I think that with everything going on, I think it's time to, you know, to debut them in February and shoot one or two of them up. I mean, certainly AJ. I mean, like, Nakamura would be difficult because the masses don't really know him, but bringing in AJ, giving him a monster push and putting him in a big match, because you know he'll deliver, I think that's a pretty good idea.
That was actually one of the questions last night, which was misinterpreted by me. Somebody asking if AJ or Nakamura could headline WrestleMania, and I thought they were talking about...
Headline's too strong of a word, but they could be... I think it would be quick for AJ Styles to headline WrestleMania. And Nakamura, no, not right now. I mean, next year, yeah. I mean, with the right booking, of course. But as far as like being in the mix in one of the top four matches, maybe, you know, I mean, they're thin. So, I mean, putting AJ Styles in top two matches, no.
Now, we have talked over the years, when guys get hurt, sometimes, as much as it sucks that a guy got hurt, it can be the best thing for the company because now you've got to do something new and different.
Yeah, I mean, we say that all the time, and I thought that when Seth Rollins got hurt, I thought it could be, and it turned out, you know, I mean, the only thing they really did was they brought Vince McMahon back. Everything else was pretty much the same, and they created the League of Nations, which was not, you know, to me, it's just a Band-Aid on a cancer type of a thing. You know, it didn't accomplish anything. It was the wrong guys. So, yes, it could be the best thing. Whenever things happen, when guys move and all this, there are times historically where a bunch of guys have left the company. It's forced the company to freshen up, and it's been the best thing. In the cases with both New Japan and WWE, it's not the best thing.
I brought it up because there's another guy that got hurt that we haven't talked a lot about, but it's Sin Cara. And because he got hurt, and because John Cena went down... On SmackDown tonight, spoiler everybody, if you don't want to know a spoiler, Kalisto pins Alberto Del Rio, and they had been talking for a while now, probably since around the TLC show, that Kalisto may be in for a push. They want a new Rey Mysterio. They talked about that for a long time. They put him in a tag team that nobody really cared about. They couldn't figure out why he didn't get over. Now it looks like, well... At least through the Royal Rumble, they're going to give him a Royal Rumble push. Do you think this one will last?
No, I don't think it'll last because I've just seen historically, nine times. I mean, he could be the exception, but 9 times out of 10, you know, when you see the tease of the guys that were prelim guys, and all of a sudden they get this idea, usually about a month later, they've already moved on from the idea. I mean, how many stop and starts? I mean, just Kofi Kingston, Evan Bourne, you know, you can just go on and on and on. Big E. You know, these guys were, you know, for about 2-3 weeks on television, it's like they're really going somewhere with them. And then, you know, you know, Ezekiel Jackson. I mean, the list is endless, really. You know, Ziggler about 12 different times. And then they just kind of end up putting them back to where they slotted them originally.
Yes, but you know what? When you mention these start and stop pushes, even when Seth Rollins went down, even when Seth Rollins got hurt, I bet in their mind they thought, okay, well, let's strap the rocket to Roman for real this time. And, hey, John Cena's coming back. Well, guess what? John Cena isn't coming back now. And I guess they still have the crutch of, well, Brock Lesnar's going to come back and the Undertaker's...
Brock Lesnar's back next week, yeah.
Yeah, Undertaker's...
So he'll be, you know, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar 1-2.
There has to be a point where all of a sudden you can't do start-stop because there's no one else to fall back on.
Look, I was shocked that they didn't do more with Dean Ambrose when Seth Rollins went down. I thought that it was, and when Randy Orton went down for that matter, and when all these other guys went, you know, I thought it was like inevitable. And I mean, not Ambrose, and Ambrose is somewhere, you know, I mean, him and Kevin Owens are kind of going back and forth, and it's actually a pretty good program. But as far as like, they needed a top heel, you know, I mean, not Dean Ambrose as a face. So, and their idea for the top heel was Sheamus, which, you know, again, give me a list. I mean, of 15 candidates, he would probably been number 13 or 14. So I don't know what to say. I sometimes they pull stuff off, and sometimes they're very good, and sometimes they're not, and it's another chance, you know, right now to show that you're very good, and we'll see. But I need it to be proven to me, because the Seth Rollins thing was the same thing. It's like, okay, now's your chance, and we got the League of Nations, and Sheamus is world champion, and so I don't know that, you know, my confidence level in them right now isn't that high.
I was going to say, your confidence seems very low.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I mean, for good reason.
Well, speaking of fallback plans, The Undertaker is going to be back. Brock Lesnar is going to be back. Triple H is going to be back in some sort of fashion. The Rock is in. Chris Jericho is likely in. Is there anybody else that they could fall back on that they could bring in and try to do
something?
I don't
know what Dave Bautista's schedule is, but that's an obvious one. AJ, obviously. Samoa Joe, who they already have. They could bring him in tomorrow, and I don't know.
Does Batista really have them? Because we've heard about, you know, what he said about how it worked creatively last time and some of the frustrations that he had. I mean, is he really putting himself in a really good spot if they come back to him where they can, I don't want to say he can make them grovel, but he can really get what he would want out of this deal just because they're being
if
so
they
thin?
Want him, he can make, if they want him, he can make them grovel, but I don't know that he's going to do that. But yeah, if they do, but they may just be sitting here going like, you know, he's 46 years old, and you know that for Vince, it may just be that we can't go to him. He's been, you know, and if it's not their idea to go to him, or Vince is just like, you know, uses that number, then, you know, then he's not going to make anyone grovel. But he wouldn't make him grovel anyway.
Before we go, I want to give you a chance to plug the Observer, the print edition of the Observer. Let's let everybody know how they can grab those, how many sets they can order, etc.
Yeah, I mean, you can order it you can just go on the website and just, you know, order a website subscription, and you get the Observer electronically. And you can, if you want it for the print issue mailed to you, you can do that as well. It's just send to a PO Box 1228, Campbell, California 95009. You just go to the daily update on the Observer site. You know, they're very high on the thing is details on how to get a print subscription or an electronic subscription. It's all right there.
And believe me, from now until WrestleMania, this is one of the best times to have a subscription, because as we've already seen in the first 7 days, yeah, if you want to know everything that happened the last 7 days, the Observer should be up any time now.
Yeah, there's all kind. This one is absolutely packed with news, behind the scenes business news and everything from, you know, between WWE New Japan, what went down with New Japan, with TNA, with the debut of Verizon, with the big UFC show on Saturday. I mean, we had an incredible between Saturday and Wednesday. It was one of the most newsworthy, not even Saturday, I guess, from December 31st, really. From December 31st, so it's from Thursday through Wednesday, we had one of the most amazing 7 weeks when it comes to news that I can ever remember, between the jumps, the Cena injury, the debut of Ryzen, TNA's reboot. Yeah.
Well, Dave, we actually have to, I hate to cut you off, but we got to head to a break here. We'll be back in just a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going to take your calls, emails, text messages, etc. during this segment here. I want to mention, by the way, when Dave talked about the Observer, if you have never seen an Observer and you're used to just going online and seeing a brief news story about whatever the breaking news of the day is, your average Observer is 35,000 words. For those of you that have read Death of WCW, every Observer is a quarter the length of that book. It's huge. And Dave does one every single week. And you don't just get the news, but he breaks down and analyzes every story. So if you have not subscribed to the website because you think that there's nothing in the Observer I can't get online for free, think again. I recommend going up and grabbing, just get a one-month subscription. Because if you get an online subscription, you not only get The Observer, but you get all of the audio shows as well. And if you've never heard the audio shows, we're talking about 18 to 20 shows a week. You get two new Observers a week, plus the archive, 7,000 radio shows, and something like, I don't know, 250, 300 observers or some crazy number like that. Try it for a month if you've never tried it before. And then let me know in a month what you think about it. It is very, very different from just going online to some message board and the Observer reported this and this. It's better to get it from the source and see the actual Observer itself. It is, I tell you something, every week, I don't want to say it's a struggle because that's the wrong word, but when you have a life, trying to read that thing every week can be a task. It's huge.
Well, that's, yeah, a lot of talk is going to be about this week's because of all the news that has happened, but if you sign up and join last week's, which has got the breakdown of all of the business, both in professional wrestling and in MMA, of 2015 is just as important of an issue. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely unbelievable the time that Dave puts in and the quality of work that's in there, and it's a... enough show time on that, but it's completely worth, I mean, again, the value that you get out of the website, and I know I'm a little bit biased, but the value you get out of the website is really something else, especially when you're leading into such interesting and newsworthy times as WrestleMania too.
It just came out, by the way, so our member site is being absolutely hammered, so maybe give it a little time, but then go up there and check it out. All of the news is there. To the studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask you a question. I was watching TNA the other night, and two questions. Where is Taryn Terrell?
She's done, dude. She retired.
She's in that new
really?
Will Ferrell movie.
That.
She got married, and she found the Lord, and she decided that the Lord was incompatible with the wrestling business, which I cannot disagree with her with. He's out of here.
Now, my second question, after Kong turned heel again, will she be a good fit with the Dollhouse?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was kind of surprised to see her. She's all banged up, but she's back, so we'll see.
Well,
I'm
one
okay
last
with
thing.
Level.
I thought the new TNA show was fairly good myself. I thought the production values were much better than was on Destination America. They had far less talking and more wrestling. I mean, I'm sure it won't be a big ratings grab the first week, but I think they did pretty good myself.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jim, and I want to thank you very much for the call. I've got the ratings right here for everybody for the first TNA on Pop. 255,000 viewers for the first airing. They had an immediate replay, which drew 90,000 viewers. I know a lot of people think this number sucks. And if you compare it to the Pop TV president thinking that they're going to get like 1.3 million, then it absolutely sucks. And it does suck, but I didn't expect them to do any better than this. In fact, I thought they were going to do worse. So they exceeded my expectations. It's Pop TV, everybody. I mean, we're talking about TNA has moved to a new night, which always hurts, to a new day, which always hurts. I can't even find, I don't have Pop TV. And it's funny because I went to the Pop TV website and I typed in my zip code and they claimed that Frontier had Pop TV. But then I went to the Frontier site and they don't have Pop TV. It's this company, I realize we had a lot of guests on last week, but the reality is it's going to take a long time before they're no longer totally under the radar. I mean, we had the guests on, the guests were great, but before and after that, as you can see by our callers, nobody ever calls about TNA. They've got a lot of work to do to try to pull themselves out of what they were in for the last couple of years now. I mean, for a lot of fans, and this is just the way that it goes, for a lot of fans, when TNA left Spike TV, that was it. Nobody followed them. A lot of people didn't follow. I shouldn't say nobody. I shouldn't even say very few. Actually, it was. Lots of people didn't follow them to Destination America. When you look at the viewership, the universe, the television universe for Spike TV, and then you compare that to the television universe for Destination America, yes, they should have been down. But you know what? They shouldn't have been down that much. They should have been doing like, I don't know, 700,000-800,000 viewers. They were doing 300,000-400,000. So to move to Pop TV, yeah, it's available in more homes in the U.S., but it's Pop TV. Most wrestling fans had never heard of Pop TV before TNA ended up going to Pop TV. if they're going to do a million viewers, it's going to be a long time. It's going to be a lot of hard work. It's not going to happen overnight. And we just have to wait and see how things go. But 250,000 viewers, I mean, that's honest to God better than I expected. And it's not a very good number.
Well, that 255 is still probably the second biggest thing on the network. In the overnights, that came out, a replay of The Young and the Restless. Now, Young and the Restless is one of the last remaining soap operas on TV. It's got a very rabid and dedicated fan base, and that did 478,000 viewers. That did a lot more. Seeing that number was the biggest surprise because I couldn't believe that there was that many people that would watch that replay and that, you know, even knew that that Pop existed. But that's what it was. So when you look at it by Pop standards, can you really complain about a start of 255,000 people? Now, the other thing is, here's the other thing.
Some of those TV's soap operas are doing double.
But Pop TV's I guess you could compare the fan bases, but Pop TV's president, you know, talking about the 1.3 million that they would do on Spike and bring up that number, do you really think he believed that? Do you really think anybody there believed that? Of course you want to say that. Of course you want to put your best foot forward and this is great for Pop and this is revolutionary and this is great for TNA. I mean, what's TNA going to say? This stinks. We wish we were back on Destination America. We wish we were back on Spike TV. You got to play with the hand that you're dealt and you got to sell it that way. So,
but
hey, what?
If I were the Spike president, I kind of think that he thinks it's going to end up doing a million, because I'm trying to think of an analogy, and I'm the king of analogies, so everyone strap your seatbelts on.
Mm.
Okay, we got a new YouTube channel. If I came out yesterday and said, I am going to announce this on Observer Live, everybody, and by tonight, I'm expecting a million subscribers, I would look like an idiot. I would look like a fool. Because there's no way that we would do a million. If he was expecting that they would do maybe 300,000, then I can't even conceive of the idea of coming out and publicly saying, you know, we're expecting 1.2 million. Because you're guaranteed to look like a fool. I don't understand anyone saying that unless he really had those expectations.
I know, yeah, and I know what you're saying, because, yeah, why say anything at all then that way? Again, we talked about it when it came to the Daytime Emmy Awards being their top program ever that took place last year, and you look at the numbers that other shows on there have drawn, whether it be their original programming, which Jim infamously said on this show, their big show with the Eugene Levy vehicle or any of those things. I don't know this is not a horrendous number by Pop TV standards. And I think it is something to grow on. The thing is where the cap is, you know, what's the cap on it growing to?
Well, we'll see, but, we'll see. if it's going to do a million, it'll be years.
What did they do last week? 111,000?
Actually, I think last week was very similar to what they were doing here. Let's see if I have the number right here. You mean on Pop? They did 111 and 136. So okay. they doubled that, which is good. But I mean, they promoted this show and they didn't promote the other show. I like to think our interviews added 100,000 viewers to Pop TV.
They did. They did.
Here's a good one. What if I had come on here and I had said, we're going to interview TNA stars for the next 4 days, and I guarantee that because of our interviews, they're going to do a million viewers. I would never say that in a million years. In a million years. That would be ridiculous.
See, maybe just everybody's prone to hyperbole, because you would never say that in a million years because you'd be dead.
Hey, that was hyperbole right there. I would never say it in a million years, though. That's a factual statement. If I had a million years on this earth, I would never say that.
Just to go back to Dave for a minute, if I'm Batista, I don't care if I like those guys or not. If they come groveling to me, I just beat them over the head. You're 46 years old. Extract every last stinking dollar you can get out of them. Make them bow to you. By the way, 46 years old, Dave Batista, still looking like that.
He's an amazing man. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Eric in Chicago.
Yes, Eric.
On the topic of TNA, I think we need to do a Wrestling Observer Gem of the Week segment or something. So I was listening to archives of WrestlingObserver.com, which you can as well for $10.99 a month. And I was listening, I think it was a January 2009 show, where you were repeating something that Mike Tenay had said, where he had said something to the effect of, we were trying to get this company to grow and soar to new heights, but boy, it just didn't work out that way, did it? I just thought that was an amazing quote. But I called today. I really like last night's Wrestling Observer Radio. It was fantastic work by you guys.
I'm not paying this guy, everybody.
No, he is not paying for that. I really like Wednesday's shows with you and Dave, because since you don't guys don't have a show to recap, whatever you guys do end up talking about, you really get some really good insight. You got really good insight on Cena's injury and the rest of the injuries of the roster. Really good insight on the new signings. I mean, if you're listening to this show and you're not listening to that show, what are you doing with your life?
We're killing people with these plugs. Guys.
You're not getting a free subscription no matter how much you try.
Oh, Mike, don't say that. Anything else that's not just a shill?
No, I want to talk a little bit. If I can have one request from you guys, I want
yes.
you to go back and go through the Royal Rumble participants from last year and just read them off the list, because they actually wrote this down on paper and believed it to be a good Royal Rumble. I mean, if you read this list, you will get more and more depressed the more you read down this list. So if you could just do that one of these days, I'd very much appreciate it.
All righty. I want to thank you very much for the call. I actually tried to find... Oh, here we go. Here's a list of guys in the Royal Rumble. I'll try and do this quickly before break. This was who they had for the Royal Rumble match last year. Miz, Truth, Bubba Ray, Luke Harper, Bray Wyatt, Curtis Axel, The Boogeyman, Sin Cara, Zack Ryder, Daniel Bryan, Fandango, Tyson Kidd, Stardust, DDP, Rusev, Goldust, Kofi Kingston, Adam Rose, Roman Reigns, Biggie Langston, Mizdow, Swagger, Ryback, Kane, Dean Ambrose, Titus O'Neil, Bad News Barrett, Cesaro, Big Show, and number 30, Dolph Ziggler. What a roster. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Back here on the show, I want to run through some of these text messages very quickly. This person says, should Daniel Bryan return due to the circumstances? Don't hold your breath. Any chance CM Punk would be allowed to appear at WrestleMania? No.
Nope.
This person wants to know about why didn't WWE hire the Young Bucks? Young Bucks chose Ring of Honor, and they already signed, so
not happening. The question is Tama Tonga. Why couldn't they convince him?
What about Sting versus Undertaker at WrestleMania? Sting has a neck injury and may need neck surgery, so I would not expect him at WrestleMania. And this person says he'd be fine with Nakamura AJ at Mania. I don't know if you should expect that one either, but who knows? And this person says, I had a dream where Shawn Michaels came out of retirement to challenge Roman Reigns for the title. What are the chances of Shawn Michaels coming back? Wouldn't hold your breath for that one either. A lot of people wanting a lot of things I don't think they're going to see, but what can you do?
Isn't that always the case?
I want to mention one thing here very quickly. The new YouTube channel, we've got an even easier way to find it, which is youtube.com/C/1F4W. I realize that wasn't all that easy, but it's up on my Twitter right now. And within about 10 minutes, you'll be able to find the YouTube page by going to F4WOnline.com/YouTube. So we're making it easy for everybody. I want you all to sign up and subscribe to the page. We got a lot of great videos coming out. This show is free on the YouTube page. So spread the word to everybody. You can embed it elsewhere. You can link it elsewhere. Anything on our official page is free game to post all over the internet to spread the word about the show and the website. We're here every day, free, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You can find us at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com, etc. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Mike, everybody at Byline, talk to you again later. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.